Hey, everybody, just want to get some plugs in before the show begins. This April 11th, Monday, April 11th at the Looking Glass Lounge will be You, Me, Them, Everybody Live, featuring Sean Peoples from Sockets Records, comedian Jessica Brodkin, a special set from Laughing Man, and music, like always, from Ian Walters. The following Monday, April 18th, once again at the Looking Glass Lounge, guests include Magna Nicasas from the Not For Tour Sky DC, comedian Tyler Snickson, and a special set from Star FK Radium. Later that week on Thursday, April 21st, I will be in Chicago for You, Me, Them, Everybody Midweekend Review, hosted by myself. Panelists include comedian Chad Briggs, Red Eye writer and blogger for Accidentally Sexy, Anna For Not, comedian Sean Flannery and host of Outside the Loop Radio, Mike Stevens. Easter Sunday, April 24th, we'll be at the Whistler, our first show at the Whistler for You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. Guests include Pitchfork News editor Amy Phillips, comedian Prescott Tolk, and a special set from Post Honeymoon. The following day, Monday, April 25th, we'll be back at the Hungry Brain for You, Me, Them, Everybody Live in Chicago, hosted by myself and Esmeralda Leone. Guests include Q101 DJ and author James Van Osdell, Chicagoist editor-in-chief Chuck Pseudo, comedian Dan Ronan, and a special set from Good Evening Music that night from Trevor McSpadden from the Hoyle Brothers. So come on out to all those if you're in Chicago and D.C. And finally, New York City at the end of the month, Saturday, April 30th, You, Me, Them, Everybody Live at Pete's Candy Store in Williamsburg. We're going to do the talk show there at midnight, and guests include, from The Daily Show, Wyatt Cenac. So it'd be awfully kind if you came out to all seven of those shows in three different cities. For more information on these shows and all the other shows that we do, go to the website, which you've gotten this podcast from, youmethemeverybody.com. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in a well-lit, getting dark apartment, speaking with James. Are you alive?
Yes. Hi.
How are you, sir?
I didn't know that I was introducing myself.
I apologize. How are you?
Oh, dying.
Why are you dying? You indulged last night.
I did.
Did you have fun at least?
Today my girlfriend is mad at me.
So she's officially your girlfriend now?
Yeah.
That's nice. I like your girlfriend.
I'm trying to.
There you go. What did you do last night?
I went to I did the radio show.
You did Red Bar?
Yeah.
And then you go straight from Red Bar to Timothy O'Toole's?
I did. Well, no, Mike and Kyle had to stop by H&M to look for...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's great. Did you do any shopping yourself?
No, I was out of my mind, too.
Were you drunk?
I was drinking whiskey on the show.
So what time are you in H&M and how drunk are you?
And Kyle got me a little high, so I was, like, out of my mind.
What time is it, by the way, like, at this point?
7:30 or 8, maybe.
Okay, so it's...
I was like riding the staircases, the escalator. I couldn't be in there. I had to go outside and just smoke and be around my homeless people.
And then you went straight from H&M to the comedy show.
Yeah.
Okay. How was the comedy show?
It was good. I remember.
Did anybody go up that I should know about that I don't already know about?
No.
Okay. Did you enjoy your 2-for-1 appetizers?
I did not.
Did you eat it all last night?
I got a 7-Eleven sandwich when I came home at 2:30 in the morning.
So between the hours of 7 and 2 a.m., you just consumed drugs and alcohol and no food?
Oh, and I had a sandwich.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Speaking of sandwiches, the last time I was in Chicago, I stayed where you're at right now, and I bought 4 sausage biscuits from 7-Eleven at around 1 a.m. Did you guys ever find those?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. I was kind of worried that they were in a couch or something still.
No, they're all gone.
That's good, that's good. James, I'm going to be a dick. You sound awful. Do you have headphones in your room?
No.
Okay, then never mind. So, what is your plan for this evening? It is Thursday, April 7th, 2011.
Are you taking your pants off?
I'm taking my pants up or zipping up a laptop case. Okay. That is the longest zipper if I was taking my pants off.
You never know. There could have been, like, side zippers, too, for, like, a workout pant.
That is true. Most workout pants now have side zippers. What are you doing tonight?
Tonight I'm doing nothing.
Are you going to go up at all?
Probably not. I've been going crazy the last... since, like, last Friday.
When was the last time... So you have, like, 6 days on, one night off. In terms of going up and indulging.
I've had shows, yes, for like a week, so I kind of need a night off to just do nothing.
That's good. You don't sound defeated, you just sound tired.
I am tired.
Are you defeated?
I'm always defeated.
Oh, jeez, man. So, what are you going to do tonight? Just stay in and watch movies or something?
Yeah. I have to catch up on Justified.
When you were starting out doing stand-up, did you think it would turn into this?
What? This pit of shit and despair?
Yeah. Was this the dream? What was the... Like, when you thought about going up, what did you think would happen?
Death and Ben? Yeah, this is what I pictured.
Is it really? Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Good. Is there any news?
I am. Don't tell me I'm not great.
I didn't say you weren't great.
No.
You sounded like a robot, though. This does sound awful. I'm sorry.
Does it?
Yeah. I'm getting your feedback.
How is that possible?
I have no idea. I'm wearing headphones, so I don't know. I'm using a board and headphones and putting that into the computer, and I think you're just talking into the speaker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different. I think I get the feedback every once in a while. It doesn't really matter.
Saying I'm not a professional.
I'm saying I'm not a professional at all.
I think you sound professional.
Thanks, buddy. Are you excited for baseball?
Nope. Don't give a shit.
Are you going to watch any of the games?
Oh, I'm sure.
Do you remember the last time you gave this little of a shit about baseball?
I'm excited about the Bulls.
You are excited about the Bulls.
Yeah, that's exciting.
What about the Hawks?
Eh.
All right, that's fair. Do you know if you're part of Just for Laughs yet or no?
I haven't heard anything.
Okay. Are you worried about that kind of stuff?
Of course.
Why?
Because I gotta start doing something with my career. It's death time.
Did you say it's death time?
Yeah.
That's gonna be your post-humorless album when you just start doing Lenny Bruce rants. I'm into naming albums because I have no talents of my own. All right. What?
Oh, very talented.
I've been thinking about all these festivals, and I'm like, I don't even know if it's worth applying to anything, or... It just seems like festivals are only... It's just a money grab for the sponsor of the festival. No one's going to, like, make a name from the festival.
That's an attitude.
Think about CMJ, think about South by Southwest, think about all of the bands that already had the buzz going into the fest are the bands that and the artists that leave with the buzz at the end of the fest. And what does that buzz actually mean? It means shit. It seems like there's absolutely no shortcuts when it comes to festivals. I mean, gigging out and playing a rock and roll show in front of 50 college program directors is pretty much the same as playing it to 50 yokels in Oklahoma. It doesn't matter. You just need to play the gigs, period. And that's why I don't think these festivals matter that much.
Okay, I give up then.
No, I'm just saying, what's the goal? Like, let's say, like, obviously you're going to be part of Just for Laughs this year. And you're going to do it. Why wouldn't you be? You were part of it last year, and all you've done since then has gotten better and released an album. So why wouldn't you be part of it this year?
Well, Maybe I'm getting worse.
Okay, yeah. That's not true. So it just seems like playing 200 dates is playing 200 dates. It doesn't really matter if it's in the festival format. I'm trying to stay positive and negative at the same time.
You're doing a bang-up job.
Aren't I? What time did you wake up, man?
I woke up at like 9:30. That wasn't going to take.
What time did you go to bed?
Oh, God, like 5:30?
Were you at Continental again?
No, I was watching a movie.
Oh.
And Colleen didn't want me around her.
Understood.
Because she's in pain.
Understood.
Having tooth pain. And yeah, and so I just didn't bother her. And then she woke up today and went to the store and said it's cool if I didn't go with her. And I didn't. And then she came back mad that I didn't go with her.
I'm sorry. I can relate to all of this, don't worry. Not that you were worried about that, but it'll be fine.
Oh, I know. It's just
This is exactly the opposite of every show Byron Allen has ever done.
Yeah, I don't have a bit yet about today.
Nope. This is just real talk. Did you see the new cover of Ebony magazine this month, James?
You know I subscribe.
It features three of my favorite comics, Steve Harvey, Monique, and Chris Rock. So, pick that up, everybody. Oh. Ebony magazine. How long do you think we can... Go ahead, please.
Think that he's hiding something sinister under that mustache?
Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey?
Yeah. Like a swastika or something?
No, I think it's just made of baggier suits. It's kind of like a parachute pack. As soon as you rip off the mustache, more suits come out. Steve Harvey's mustache is famously voiced by Chad Briggs, and you can hear that in the episode You Made Them Everybody Live at the Hungry Brain with Mike David, Chad Briggs, and Al Scorch. We do about 3 minutes of an interview with Steve Harvey's mustache. So that's fun.
Oh, so now I'm stealing bits.
Stealing Chad Briggs' bits. Oh, man, that's not good. I'm watching my cat eat pillow stuffings, so that can't possibly be good for anyone.
No.
Nope, not at all. James, could you describe where you're at right now? I've been there a handful of times. It's the kind of place that set designers would kill for if they were going to remake Sid and Nancy. Like, give me a description of the apartment.
It's a fine apartment.
It is a fine apartment, but Jesus Christ, I can't do it justice. You've logged many more hours than I. Please, for the listener, where are you?
Yeah. For the one listener?
For the one listener.
Hello?
Where are you?
It's at California and Division.
So it's in Humboldt Park.
Great up and coming area.
It's been up and coming for about 10 years.
Yeah.
It's above a hot dog hamburger type shop.
Sub shop, yeah.
It's a sub shop.
It's mostly subs.
Mostly subs. Does the sub shop have bulletproof windows? Separating the
They should if they don't.
Okay. You walk into the apartment. You're on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
You enter.
Through a door.
I don't think the door was framed correctly. I think it's askew. I'm sure you can see the light from the hallway easily.
Oh, yeah. And if the bathroom door is open, they will hit each other. And it's very awkward.
A la Laverne and Shirley's closet, famous closet and front door bit. Except this is a bathroom.
Yeah.
Yes. This is one of my favorite places to visit when I'm in Chicago. It's also one of the worst places on earth.
Yeah, you usually crash here.
I've crashed there now
think first three, not in, and then you...
3 months in a row, I've crashed at that apartment without ever planning to crash there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we like you.
I love being there. It's smoky.
Nice biscuit. Yeah.
It's smoky. It's very.
Yeah.
There's ashes everywhere. Ashes
it's
from
mostly ash.
It's made of ash, stolen television shows. Derek, who lives there, who also works in some bars and does some voiceover work. He has a computer set up as essentially the TV in the room.
Yeah.
It looks like it's 10 years old, and it works well.
Yeah.
All you do is stream things illegally.
No.
Everyone in the apartment, nothing that you've viewed there probably is legal. Even the stuff, even YouTube, you've figured out a way to make it illegal. You've got, Derek has a projector.
Child porn. For a second.
No. That's Maggie's uncle, which was a callback to a former episode. There's a projector. Thank you. Has Derek turned on the projector for you?
Oh yeah.
So occasionally.
Watched Back to the Future on that. That was nice.
Did he have the volume blasting throughout the entire movie?
Oh, yes.
Yes, because when he decided to show me his short film at 6 a.m., he made sure that it was at full blast, and it features a hardcore metal score.
Awesome.
And people screaming violently. So that's the main room. That's where you keep your company.
That's where we entertain.
That's your entertainment room. There's an entire another room that you could be using for these entertainment purposes that features a couch and a very comfortable chair that, to me, only seems to be storing random artifacts of pop culture, like empty toy boxes of random things and swords that Derek bought at a market in 30 states away. None of it makes any sense.
No, it's chaos. It's
okay. I think Derek's been subscribing to Playboy forever, so there's about 300 random issues of Playboys, in a way, neatly stacked in no particular order.
We need to cycle some new ones into the bathroom.
That's true. The Playboys have been in the bathroom now since I've been there, the same 12 for the last 3 months. I'm quite disappointed.
I know. Keep my interviews.
The kitchen, does the stove work in the kitchen?
Yes.
It does not look to... Okay. I'm not saying that it...
You've become such a snob.
I'm afraid that this place... This is going to burn down. Where you were living right now, unless things drastically change, will erupt in flames within the next 6 months. That's a very safe...
Is that a threat?
No, I don't want that to happen. I want everyone to live. No flames.
That's a threat.
That's not a threat, sir. Don't worry. All you'll have to do is run to your living room because it's covered in Marlboro tin signs and Camel tin signs, and you could just shut up shop in there and be safe from all of the exposed wood. The stove, every time I've been in the apartment, has multiple boxes of other foodstuffs on top of it. Once was like 30... a 30 case of beer was on top of the stove. It's never a bad thing. Whatever's on the stove, there's usually empty pizza boxes. It's a very fun place. Or would you disagree?
Well, it's kind of. Hello.
Go ahead, sir.
What'd you say? You cut out on my end.
I said it was it's a very fun place.
Oh. Yeah, it's great.
But you don't technically
live like the cat.
You don't technically live there.
No.
That's good.
No, I live bi-coastal.
You're bi-coastal. You live about you live about what? 12 blocks away? 8 blocks away?
Something.
You live in a totally different neighborhood.
Yeah. Maybe I should just go there.
Maybe. When was the last time?
I'm sorry, you're cutting in and out.
When was the last time you were there?
A couple days ago.
Okay. Do you like it over there?
Oh, I was there yesterday. I went there yesterday.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's fun. Kyle's your roommate.
Got a new little puppy, too, that's adorable.
What's the puppy's name?
Jagger.
Who named it Jagger?
Kyle and his girlfriend.
Kyle's got a girlfriend? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
I'm here.
Podcasting gold.
Hey, man, I don't think Skype was invented for podcasting.
It was. I think it was created for just cheap long distance, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's real cheap.
It is. It's free. And there are currently 20,846,747 people online enjoying this free service. It's a lot of people. So, what am I missing in Chicago? Am I missing anything?
No.
Fun.
Yeah.
Do you have anything exciting coming up?
Trying to get to the Asheville Comedy Fest.
Wait, aren't Asheville, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Are you from there or near there?
My mom's family's from around there.
Would your family see you?
Oh God, no.
Do they? But they know you're. They know you're a comic. They've never seen you. But and this will be the closest you've ever performed. Correct.
Well, to my mom's side of the family, but I'm close with them. We rarely talk.
Okay.
I haven't seen them in like 10, 12 years.
So they should definitely go out to the Asheville Comedy Fest to see you.
Look, man, I haven't even been accepted yet. Let's not.
Is it a big festival, or is it just like some local thing?
Marin's gonna be there.
Oh, really? You should do it.
Yeah.
Let's make sure it happens.
Thanks, I'm trying.
I'm sure this podcast will push it over the edge, and the bookers will be a calling based on this.
Yeah, because I'm really shining.
Aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Did you watch Marin on Ferguson?
When was that?
I had to watch it. I guess it was. Might have been like last night or something. This was just posted today.
I have not.
It was.
Did you see Ferguson on Conan? Ferguson on Conan was really good. It was very interesting to watch. But yeah, I'll watch Marin tonight on from last night. I just started listening to the new episode with the SNL people and Sarah Vowell, so I'm all cut up on angry, pointlessly angry, relatively successful comics.
Wow.
What?
What?
I'm just define a man's life with your flippant little sentences.
Yeah, I just did. Mark Maron. I'm talking about Mark Maron. Oh. He's pointlessly angry. I don't get it.
Hospital errors are higher than thought.
What's up?
Hospital errors are 10 times higher than previously thought.
Are you reading
medical
the news?
Medical mistakes affect 1 in 3 people in the U.S., a new study finds. Yes, I'm your newsman.
Thanks, buddy. It's also what's slowing down your computer.
What?
Because you're running a like Chrome or Firefox or something in addition to using Skype.
You can't only do one thing at a time with a Skype?
Well, what kind of computer are you using?
A Dell.
Exactly, yes. You can only do one type of thing at a time. Yeah,
no. Only have 8 windows open.
Yeah, it's funny, but yes, it's true. These all suck. Well, this is a weird show. Let's kill it.
What?
That's it. Fuck it. This is weird.
I'm sorry. I'm in a mood, and I don't feel good.
No, this is a glimpse into your life.
Yeah, thanks.
This is. It's a true glimpse. It's when you read that Ebony article with Steve Harvey on the cover, just imagine James doing it now. Think of how the article would be different.
Well, first of all, it wouldn't be written. It'd cease to exist.
It'd be less sexist.
Yeah, it'd be real sexist.
Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote a fucking dating book for women.
How to land a creep like me?
Pretty much, yeah. No, Steve Harvey, out of any comic that needs to be brutally, brutally murdered, is Steve Harvey.
Yeah?
Yeah, hands down. He's my number one murder that comic, Steve Harvey.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's easy. That's an easy number one with a bullet.
Even on The Feud?
Especially from The Feud. Let's play The Feud! Fuck you.
Yeah, I still miss Fatty McGee.
Louis Anderson?
He was the best.
My family won't talk to me because I hid them between my teeth. Sorry. That's what Louis Anderson looks like to me. He has family between his teeth.
He had visible discontent for being there every episode.
He's got visible contempt for life. Did you see him on Ferguson a few months back?
No.
He actually did stand-up.
Yeah.
And he did a bit about the guys from Twilight and their hair, and he, like, messed with his own hair, and it was just creepy to imagine that man, like, grooming himself.
I just imagine he combs his hair with donuts.
Yep. He is the closest we'll ever come to Boba the Fett. So, no, that's not Boba Fett, is it? Boba Fett's the assassin. Whatever. I don't care. The fat one. Jabba the Hutt. Thank you.
Is that Boba the Fett?
Boba the Fett. Yeah. Oh. You know what? Actually, half of the animated figures and action figures in the apartment you're at will be very angry. There's a life-size Predator versus Alien mask in your living room. And these, you're all adults.
Hey, none of that shit is mine.
I know. Which makes it somewhat better.
I'm an adult who owns nothing.
You're a free spirit. Oh, like okay. Louis Anderson. I want you to host Family Feud. Can we make that happen?
Love a feud.
Would you host Family Feud?
Fuck yeah.
Let's make that your dream gig and let's see if we can make it happen.
Alright.
I'd watch that game show.
Dude, it's the best game show.
It's the worst. It's so fucking bad. It's the only game show that you learn less than from Wheel of Fortune.
You don't have to know anything.
I know.
You just have to know what other...
But that's still a guess. They're not scientific studies or surveys. They're just random. They gotta be...
Right.
That's gotta
be... Whatever dumb America says.
Oh, man. Yeah, we gotta get you hosting The Feud with Steve Harvey.
Ooh, on his shoulders.
Someone should animate that. You'd like coming from the bones of Steve Harvey hosting The Feud. That would be the new intro. Get really graphic. And you do all kids episodes for like the first 3 weeks just to keep it fun.
Oh.
Oh, that sounds like hell.
What?
Sounds like hell, dude. We gotta end this. Let's plug some stuff. What do you got coming up, buddy?
I don't know.
Fantastic.
Follow me on Facebook.
Follow James on Facebook.
Twitter.
Yeah, James Fritz Comic on Twitter. Not James Fritz on Twitter, because that's just some dude who thinks he's funny. He told me he thinks he's funny. But it's not James. It's just a dude.
I hate that dude.
What?
I hate that dude. Like a lawyer?
Yeah, he seems like a nice man, but nope, that's a different dude. You're a James Fritz comic. And you're not related to the guy from that History Channel show I've been watching either. Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. Follow James on Twitter and follow James on Facebook. And rather than plug anything, please animate James coming from the insides of Steve Harvey to host The Feud, just because I want to see that. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.
Bye.